It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Guess it's 6:30 in the morning, so I guess that means it's time for our radio show.
I think I've got the other eye open now, Bill, but good morning, Bill. It's good to see you again.
We've been doing this thing for a good long while now. We were sitting there talking at the end of the last week's show that we really haven't talked that much about smart jacks and what you do with a smart jack and what is a smart jack and why would you use a smart jack. And I kind of wanted to, after we do some introductions here, I kind of wanted to talk about what they are and why we use them and kind of the whole shebang with it. So I want to give out our numbers this morning. It's 855-DryZone, and we'll say that several times throughout the show. My email address is bill@dryzone.com. Jason's email address is jason@dryzone.com, and our website is just dryzone.com. Jason, what's a smart jack? Tell me why we use a smart jack, what it is, lay it on me.
Oh, Bill, this smart jack is probably one of the greatest things that's ever been invented, and this product has been specifically designed for a specific purpose. Houses settle, and one of the things that we see a lot is where the supporting piers.
What does that mean, by the way? Our house is settled.
It's sunk into the ground.
It's not supposed to happen.
But in a lot of cases, the piers supporting the girder of the house actually push down into the ground. And this causes problems with the structure of your house, with settling of floors and warping and a lot of other things. This product, which is called a smart jack, has been designed specifically to correct the problem of sagging girders. And a smart jack is an adjustable piece of equipment, and it's installed in such a way that in the future, if adjustments need to be done, they can be done very easily. Now, what we do is we go into a crawl space area, and underneath the girder, we dig a pit that is 30 inches deep, 24 inches square, and we start filling this pit with a number 57 engineered gravel. And every 2 inches, this gravel is hydraulically compacted until we get up to with about 6 inches of the surface of the floor area of the crawl space, and we install a precast concrete base. Now, this concrete base is an angled piece of concrete, and it is cast specifically for the purpose of holding the base of the smart jack. Now, the column of the smart jack is a very, very heavy tubular column. It comes in long lengths, and they're cut specifically for each job to the length that's necessary, set in this concrete base, and then there's a heavy-duty cap with an adjustable threaded rod inserted into the top. This is put underneath the girder of the house and is adjusted so that we can actually, in most cases, raise the house back to somewhere close to the original position. We can't guarantee total lift, but in most cases we can get lift to bring this girder back up into position. The nice thing about this product is it's engineered to support up to 60,000 pounds. That's per jack. We have a computer program that we use when we do the design and figure the necessary amount of smart jacks that are required for your particular issue. And this computer program actually tells us how many jacks to use. The house then is supported. We transfer the weight of the house from the existing piers to the smart jacks. And this gives us a stable, compact area for the house to rest on.
So what you're saying is we're digging a great big hole, we're filling it with the proper type of footing, then we're putting in a heavy wall post that's zinc plated. Okay, and you know why it's important, why it's zinc plated?
Oh, sure. We've got moisture in that crawl space, and we don't want it to rust.
Well, that's exactly it, you know, and it really, it's actually going to do a lot better than, like, the old hot dip galvanization, because if we're going to try to adjust these things, we need to make sure that the threads are actually working. So that's the reason why everything's zinc plated. So zinc plating almost looks like a stainless steel. Probably not quite the finish on it, but it definitely, it gives the appearance of a stainless steel post. What I normally see, Jason, when I go underneath a home, is Chuck and a truck, who we've talked about Chuck lately, right? Chuck and a truck went in there and he took a a concrete block, a cinder block, and he dug a little bit of a hole. He stuck it inside of it, pushed the dirt up around it to where that block looks nice and level. Then he takes a 4x4 wooden post, makes it half inch, 3/4 inch longer, and he sticks it flush up top, and he starts beating it in at the bottom. So that way we're actually getting a little bit of a lift. How long do you think that's going to last?
Won't last very long, because that concrete block is going to push right into the unstable soil.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, like you said a minute ago, that settlement. So when the ground gets a little soft, that thing's going downhill. It kills me, because there was a house that I went into, Jason, it had 7 of them in there. That was a $9,000 project somebody spent for a 4x4 that literally they only used one 4x4 from Lowe's. And they got, maybe they got the same... maybe the same block at Lowe's. So that's what, $1.20, $1.50 a block. And then they spent maybe $20 on the wood and charged them $9,000 to do it. And all they did was dig 8 inches into the ground. So it's, I guess it's buyer beware. You know, we have engineers on staff. And if there's issues, there's questions, we let our engineers talk with whoever they need to talk to. And it's one of those things that we would have costed way, 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 way less in that scenario. And you would have had something that was... that was done right, done with an engineer involved, because things are ICC tested. And ICC is basically, it's like a, how would you explain it, Jason? Like a governing council for engineers?
You're right. That's okay. A pretty good explanation for it.
So things are ICC tested. It kills me that they overspent that much money, you know, and we went down there, and what had happened was they actually started shifting. So when they went underneath the girder and the thing started twisting a little bit, that started actually pushing stress on the girder, which kind of made that kind of cattywampus. It's a nightmare to go in there and fix what somebody tried to go in there and do. And obviously Chuck and a Truck went out of business a long time ago. So, you know, who do they call? And we're like, well, this is what your problem is. And they're like, man, I just finished paying off that loan. Are you kidding me? And I'm like, well, you know, here's your picture. This is the reason why we take pictures, so you can see what's going on.
This is another indication, Bill, where when someone has an issue involving the structure of their house, they need to contact somebody like DryZone, and I'll put a big plug in for us, who specialize in doing that. I mean, we don't do landscaping tomorrow and foundation work today. This is our business. Now, one of the things that I want to bring out is I get a lot of questions from people saying, why do you use gravel as a base rather than pour concrete? Well, actually, the gravel creates a better base for us, number one. Number two is if...
Why does it create a better base?
It drains, for one thing. Moisture will go through the concrete. And
well, drains, and it gives also a little bit too. So it's kind of like, if you've ever taken like a wet bag of sand and tried to push that into the dirt, how far do you think you're going to advance that?
Not far.
You know, normally those concrete footings, especially when people are digging the hole, and everybody who's ever dug a hole that's more than, you know, a foot deep knows that at the bottom of that hole, it's a lot more narrower at the bottom than it is at the top, because most people won't turn their shovel around and try to square off that hole. So if you could actually pour that with like plaster of Paris or whatever and pull it out of the ground, it would almost look like the bottom of a nail. Well, nails are meant to be advanced into the ground, right? So if you have some ground that's soft and you have weight above it, it's almost like hammering this footing into the ground, which means it settles and it sinks. When it sinks, then you start having sagging floors. So
yeah. Now, the other thing too, Bill, is that if someone tells you that they're going to pour a concrete footing and do something, beware, because number one, they've got to go in, they've got to dig the hole and pour the footing, then they've got to leave, because that concrete has to dry and cure. And if it's not cured for the proper amount of time, it's not going to be structurally sound either.
I was talking with Gary about it the other day. That's like 28 days for it to really fully cure.
If it's done properly, yes.
If it's done properly.
Yeah.
I've seen people go in there in 3 days.
And the pressure on that new concrete is such that it's going to actually cause the concrete to crack. So by using the gravel, it's a much better situation for supporting the smart jack. And also, you know, in a lot of cases, we can put in a number of these smart jacks in one day's time. And it's actually saving the people a lot of money by doing this.
I was down in Virginia Beach with my production manager, I guess it was a couple months ago now. And there was some different type of engineering things that they were trying to do with the different posts and everything. It's amazing what they were doing down there. I mean, they had crews that were up to, you know, almost 18 jacks a day. We're not quite that fast. I mean, we're between 8 to 10 jacks a day, but they were like 18 jacks a day. I was down there working with their crews, and I'll be the first person to admit they work way harder than I do. And there was a guy that I was working with, and he was just like, Billy, he's like, you know, come on, man, you're holding us up. And I always thought that I did pretty good, you know. And like I said, those guys, they got 18. It was ridiculously how fast they were moving. I mean, they were just like machines down there.
By using this system, using the gravel and using the precast concrete base, the weight from the house creates what's called a bulb of significant stress. And actually, this is an engineering term, but what it means is that all the stress is not being put directly underneath. It's being spread by due to the shape of the base, concrete base that this post is put on.
It's kind of like an earthquake. The epicenter of the earthquake, that's where most of the damage happens, and then you start getting those concentric rings going out from it, so the intensity of that earthquake is kind of lost the farther it goes out through those rings. It's or like if you take a rock and you throw it in the lake or whatever, you know, a stream, you'll actually see the little rings coming off of it, and that's where it starts to lose its intensity. So it actually is help. It's dissipating that force right through the soil.
Don't let anybody confuse the smart jack with what we call a telepost jack, which is an adjustable temporary support that you can buy in the big box stores. It might look similar in nature, but it is totally different, and it is a whole lot stronger than anything you can buy in the big box stores. And this jack has been designed by engineers specifically for this purpose. And as far as I know, Bill, I think we are the only company on the Delmarva Peninsula that actually has access to this product. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. Like I said, it's proprietary to basement systems. So when you just said that those telepost jacks, and you can call them whatever you want to call them, but you'll see them in basements all the time. They're just a little bit shorter. If you actually go down to box stores, you will see right on the packaging, it says that it's only used for a light-duty structure for temporary support, which in my world, there's nothing light about a house. For heaven's sakes, even a rancher, I can bring my load calculator out. I mean, I can tell you pretty much what it weighs per square foot. I mean, it's a huge amount of weight. So there's nothing light duty about our houses. So why should we put something that says light duty in?
Right. Yeah, as I said earlier, these smart jacks are designed to support up to 60,000 pounds of load.
Talking about a vertical load, too. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the wood that you use in your house is going to break well before the jacks ever break.
Right. The other nice thing, too, about the manufacturer of this particular product is the fact that on staff, they have engineers. And if you have a contractor or an engineer involved with any kind of a project that you're working on, they can talk directly to our engineers, and there's no cost to them for that.
Well, Jason, I tell you, it looks like our producer here is telling me we got to take a break. So I do want to give out our phone numbers. It's 855-DRYZONE. Email addresses, it's bill@dryzone.com, jason@dryzone.com, or website is dryzone.com.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard, your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months. Don't be left out in the cold. Call DryZone today, 888-617-0360, or online at DryZone/theDuck.com.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Hi, this is account executive Kirsten Stromer of MTS Broadcasting, radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
Competing in marathons, ultramarathons, and triathlons are a few of the many ways that I express myself as an endurance athlete, and I know that it takes tons of dedication to rise to the physical challenges of competition. But you know, training and competition is something anyone can do with the right mindset and proper training plan. Hi, this is Brian Boyle, Red Cross spokesman and author of Ironheart, the true story of how I came back from the dead. My story of challenge is more than competition. It was holding on to my very own life. After a near-fatal car accident that shot my heart to the other side of my chest, I battled through a two-month coma, countless blood transfusions, and over a dozen life-saving operations. After a few months of intense physical therapy, I crawled my way back to the living, and after 3 years, I was able to start working toward my goal of competition. When the horizon looks darkest, you just have to look for the glimmer of light, because it's there. And if you want something in life, you have to go after it. Never underestimate what you have inside yourself to achieve your goal. And I can tell you from personal experience that any day is a great day when you live your dreams. On June 12th, I will be competing in the Eagleman Triathlon, and with what I've experienced over the past few years, the journey to the finish line of this event will be extremely meaningful. I hope to see you out in the race course.
All right, folks, we're back. This is Bill from Dry Zone, and I'm always accompanied by Jason.
Hi, Bill. Glad to be back.
I want to give out our numbers again real quick if I can. It's 855-DRYZONE. 855-DRYZONE. Our website is dryzone.com. My email address is bill@dryzone.com, and Jason's is obviously jason@dryzone.com. So, Jason, before break, we were talking about Smart Jacks, and we were talking about why you should use them, why you should see them. Besides the obvious, are there any type of signs that we're seeing out in the field that homeowners are saying, listen, this is how I knew something was wrong, besides the everything's buckling?
We're seeing so many different things, Bill. And a lot of it's obvious. There are some things that are not so obvious. To give you some actual things that I have observed recently, I had a call from a gentleman who is in a house that's only 5 years old. The first thing he noticed was that his door to the laundry room would not close. So he felt there might have been a little bit of settlement or something, or maybe the door swelled. So he actually cut the door off at the top so it would close. Then when he actually closed the door, it wouldn't latch because the bolt missed going into the keeper by a quarter of an inch. So the house had settled that much. Then he noticed a round column in the house near the foyer that had dropped away from the ceiling about 3/4 of an inch. He had hardwood floors, and the shoe molding around the bottom of the wall in some places had separated from the floor approximately 1/4 of an inch. And in inspecting the crawl space, we found that he had issues with his piers that supported the girder. They had actually settled into the ground and had caused his house to actually start to fall into the ground from the center out. We're able to take care of this issue for him. The sad thing is his house was only 5 years old, and this issue should not have occurred in that short a period of time on a new house like that. We're seeing other things too, windows that are not operating properly. As I've already said, doors that do not close properly. We had an issue where a case where the vanity in one of the bathrooms had pulled away from the wall, and the owner didn't know exactly what was causing it, but upon inspection we found at that end of the house there had been floor settlement due to the fact that a pier had started settling into the ground, and this had caused the floor to drop, and of course the vanity was sitting on the floor and it caused it to pull away from the wall somewhat. So there are any number of things which can indicate that you do have a problem. Another thing that we have found, and this was actually just a situation of poor construction, they had used a concrete block pier to support the girder. But when it was installed, it was not installed directly under the girder. So as a result, the girder was sitting to one side of the pier, which was putting all the pressure from that portion of the girder on one side of the pier, which caused the pier to actually start tipping to the side.
So basically it was unbalanced.
Unbalanced, correct.
I remember actually seeing the pictures from the house you were talking about, and you wouldn't think, I mean, it's supposed to happen. The girders are supposed to be lined up right in the middle of those piers. How you counterbalance things. I didn't think that was rocket science. So every single one of those piers that I saw in those pictures, the girder was off to one side here and off to the other side here, and then the next three, it was all off to one side, and you'd actually start to see the thing basically rotate. There was another house that I had went with an inspector on, Jason. It was down in Dagsboro, and the girder, the thing was off the side. It was like literally sitting right on the corner of this thing off the pier. And the girder had rotated so bad, that it was over a good half an inch from the top to the bottom. That's how out of square the thing had became. The things that the homeowners found out was there was termite damage in the home, first of all. The termite guy said that they had put some insulation on the walls to try to insulate these things, and for some, I don't know what insulation had to do with termites, but he was insulating the walls to stop the termites. Well, the idiot who did it put the insulation right up over top the wall, right up over top the sill plate, so nobody could ever inspect for termites, and the termites were literally crawling up behind the insulation right into the wood. It was this great little funnel for them, and I mean, they just attacked it, and the front part of it, obviously they knew they had termite damage at that point because the subfloor was getting eaten out. Well, when I went down there, where the termites weren't was where this piers were off center, and a lot of it had to do with the fact that it wasn't centered, and it also had to deal with the fact that the girder itself was undersized, so it was too small of a girder in the first place.
Now, Bill, it's unfortunate that some of these things get shoddily done that should not have been done the way they were, but fortunately we do have the equipment, the knowledge, and the products to take care of these issues, and it's just a matter of us being able to get under there and take a look, see what your issue is, and we can tell you just what it's going to take to correct that issue. And our products are American made. Put that a little plug in here too. The foundation support products are made in the Midwest, and they are very, very heavy duty products, and they have been designed especially for particular uses. It's not a general product that's been made for a lot of different uses. They are made for specific uses.
You'll see a lot of these pictures, Jason, of these houses. Maybe they're not new at this point. They're 10, 15, 20 years old, and you'll see everybody's homemade solution over the years. Somebody will take some 4x4s and slam that in there. Sometimes you'll get 4 or 5 cinder blocks that have been pushed together, and then they start taking a bunch of 2x4s and 2x6s and everything else that was left over. They'll take a floor jack, like a car jack, basically, and try to lift it up to try to stick these shims in here on one joist. It's not even going across multiple joists. It's just one joist, because I think that's the only place they're having issues with. And then all the other joists around it start sinking. So you have one that's up super high, some that are down super low, and I've talked with our engineers plenty of times about it, and it's the biggest thing that gets on their nerves, because they're like, what was somebody thinking? That makes no sense. There's no reason in the world why it should have happened, except for Chuck and the truck came down. It was a $300 project. Somebody said, hey, $300, I'm going to sell the house. Great, let's go, let's do this. And, you know, now there's major issues now, you know, it's just not fair.
Bill, I was in a house the other day, and the people had a bathroom door and a laundry room door that were not closing properly, and they were getting ready to remodel their kitchen, and they were concerned that they might have some kind of an issue. This particular house did have a basement. And in checking in the basement, when the house was built, the plumber cut 2 floor joists completely in 2 to put in some drainage piping from a toilet and a bathtub, and then just scabbed a piece onto the side. Well, over the years, this particular area became weak and has started settling, not all at one time, just a little bit at a time, to the point now where the doors upstairs are not opening properly. So there are a lot of different things that can cause settling issues in a house. This one was just somebody that didn't know what they were doing when they cut the floor joists.
Sometimes it ain't even just chucking a truck messing things up, kind of like you said. I mean, sometimes things are just, maybe they were just built wrong in the first place. For giggles, say that everything was right. Let's say that the original contractor did every single thing that they could do to make it right, and it was right when they did it. Well, we still forget one of the main key components in a foundation issue. Is that soils. And, you know, that's something that we just can't control. Because even if they went in there and they compacted the soils, and they did all the things that they said that, you know, they promised the homeowner they were going to do, it could still be wrong. Because all we need is a lot of rain to change the dynamics of that situation, right? And once the ground's wet, it's soft. So,
and we've seen that situation here on the Delmarva Peninsula in the last few years. Here on the peninsula, you know, everybody's been to the ocean. And when you go down by the water and start digging a hole, it fills in just about as fast as you dig it. This is sand. Sand is fine when it's dry and it compacts nicely. But you add water to sand and it becomes very liquid. And here on the peninsula, we have a lot of sand in our soil. And with the amount of water that we've had in the last few years, in certain areas, the soil is becoming very liquid and causing foundation problems.
It's amazing, Jason. When I first moved here from Colorado when I was a kid, we used to go down to the beach, and I always thought it was neat that you'd see these houses on stilts. You know, I mean, they're on these great big telephone poles, and I always thought that that was because that the ocean would truly just on you know, like storms and everything else, I thought the thing would flood out, right? I mean, it's amazing how many times I talk to homeowners and they say, yeah, that's what they're for. Well, it's not. It's because the ground will get so soft that if they built their houses at ground level, they'd have fallen apart. So they're basically nailing them into the ground.
Yeah, the houses that are built on pilings, the pilings actually do two things. They raise the house up above the floodplain level, but they actually create the foundation for the house, because by trying to put in a standard foundation using poured concrete, it was just impossible to do because the water table was so high. In fact, we recently did a job near the beach where it was requiring a product that we sell called helical piles, and we hit water at 10 inches. And the reason for putting in these helical piles was so that a foundation could be poured using a special head on top of the helical pile to support the foundation. And so, you know, our water
table... That was that elevator job,
yeah,
right?
That was an elevator shaft, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it was basically a house that was existing. And, I mean, this house was, what, I don't know, 30, 40, 50, 60 feet up in the air. It was a pretty big house.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big beach house. And I guess the homeowners were getting older, so they figured instead of having to climb all those stairs, they decided to put an elevator in there. Well, somebody was, you know, had a little forethought into everything and said, well, this is what happens if the ground gets wet. This thing's going to get real top heavy. What's going to happen? Like Jason said, we went in there and drove these helicals into the ground, which is like a great big screw. And it was basically anchoring the foundation so it wouldn't get top heavy and tip over.
So, folks, if you have any concerns about whether or not you have problems with settling of your house due to floor joists or girders that have been compromised for one reason or another, please give us a call. We can send an inspector out. We can check to see if there is a problem. And if there is a problem, we can give you the solution to that problem and be able to take care of it and possibly save the house for you.
So, Jason, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you do the exit stuff this afternoon. If you want to give everybody our addresses, or not our addresses, but our phone numbers, our web addresses.
Be glad to, Bill. You can reach us at 855-DRY-ZONE, 855-DRY-ZONE. That is a toll-free number, folks, 855-DRY-ZONE. You can reach Bill directly by email at bill@dryzone.com or myself at jason@dryzone.com or check us out on the web at dryzone.com.
All right. Well, Jason, I'll tell you, I appreciate you doing this with me. I know we have to get up early in the morning to do it, so I think we're going to have to go find some Starbucks. I'm still a little bit tired this morning. But we'll be back here next week. And like I said, email your questions. We do get a lot of questions, and hopefully we've gotten back to just about everybody with their questions. If you want a presentation done like Jason was talking about last week with your church and with your real estate office, you know, even if it's just one person, you know, we can come out and do real estate or just any kind of presentations just to one person. So, you know, if you have a small company and you still want to learn about it, for heaven's sake, please have us out there. And like I said, our number is 855-DRY-ZONE. 855-DRY-ZONE.
And that is toll-free, folks.
And that is toll-free. So I appreciate it, Jason. And folks, we'll see you next week.
See you next week, Bill.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DRY-ZONE. DRY-ZONE in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DRY-ZONE. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/theduck.